This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
May. Ball comes out. Going the other way with it. Touchdown.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Take it back to Seattle. Your Super Bowl champ.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We did it.
And now we're world champions.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Steve Young. Coming up, comedian Bert Kreischer. Your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, and we're on the air on ESPN2 right now, which we're always pleased to say. And we're also on Disney Plus and the ESPN app, which is where we're be found every single day between 12 and 3 Eastern Time. Same with ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80. Hey, ESPN2 audience, you're just in time for Bert Kreischer to show up here. And Bert's in our green room. You're going to chop up Super Bowl 60 with him. And Free Bert is an outstanding show on Netflix. And don't just take my word for it. It is just happens to be part of Netflix's global top 10 most watched shows global for 2 weeks running.
Boom.
About Bert's life, basically, right? As a dad and a comedian and just being Bert. Free Bert. It's awesome. You should check it out. And we'll be talking about it. And talking about Super Bowl 60 with him, as we just did with Steve Young in hour two, and with you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's go to Cody in Charleston, South Carolina, here on the program to kick off hour three, again on ESPN2 and various other streaming and radio platforms. What's going on, Cody?
Hey, Rich, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I was kind of want to get your opinion and kind of Chris Brockman's take of what I'm dubbing the Marino curse, lifelong Dolphins fan, so feel you. So Drake May was now the ninth second-year quarterback to make the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Four had won, four had lost previously. All four that have lost have never made it back to the Super Bowl.
Okay. So what you're saying, Drake May is not going back to the Super Bowl, or what's your opinion,
Cody? There's a chance. I feel like they definitely, you know, they had an easier schedule.
Sure.
You know, I'm not saying there wasn't some skill involved.
No, I get it. I think I appreciate the call, Cody. Call back 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Phone lines are open. Certainly if you're watching on ESPN2 and so much more. Listen, the Seattle Seahawks are a better team, roster, top to bottom, end of story. And I just think that everybody thought that Sam Darnold would hit his head on the ceiling and Drake May would put his hands on his head like he's Tom Brady. And at the end of the day, the Seahawks defense was like, not today. And the Seahawks special teams was like, not today. And Kenneth Walker was like, not today. And the offensive line for the Seattle Seahawks were like, not today. And the coaching staff, not today. Just keep giving you the Game of Thrones line. Not today. And if you play the game 99 more times, you'd probably hear about 90 more times, not today. It's just that simple.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
Steve Young, when I said, give me your advice for Drake May, he said, I think he's hurt. That's what he said. I don't think he's healthy.
I wouldn't be surprised if in a week or two.
When you see a cleanup or something like that?
Yeah, it's Drake May undergoing shoulder surgery.
Yeah, like a little cleanup.
Yeah.
That wouldn't
shock me.
Steve Young knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
You know, and Steve, first thought was like, I'm looking at Drake May and something's not right. He goes, no one's 100% this part of the season, but he said hurt. It seemed like he was this, you know, insinuating he's injured. There's a difference between hurt and injured, but he we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
And it didn't help that, again, the defense was all over him. And the defense is as good as we've seen in the Super Bowl, and a performance that we saw. The 28 quarterback pressures, 28. That's the most by Seattle in what's being called by NFL Network Research, the next gen stats era, which is since 2018. The second team to record more than 10 quarterback hits and more than two takeaways in a Super Bowl since quarterback hits were first tracked in 2006. The only other one is the team that won Super Bowl 50 in that building. The Broncos against Cam Newton. Cam Newton and Drake Bay both ran into buzzsaws and they weren't equipped to stop it. It's just that simple. And, you know, we haven't talked about this, but let's talk about the halftime. Let's talk about Bad Bunny's halftime show, the Apple Music halftime show. I'll tell you what that stadium needed after that first half was a jolt of energy. and it received it. It received it. My opinion, if you will, of the halftime show. I was highly impressed at the jump and then got more and more impressed as I learned more and more about it because I didn't see a lot of what you saw on television. What you see in the stadium is a spectacle. And I'll be honest with you, as soon as the Myers made it 9-0 and there were 16 seconds left in the half, I ran to run an errand, if you will, so I could get back to my seat in time for Bad Bunny. And there were many others who were needed to run an errand.
Was it fertilizing?
No, sir. But I appreciate you asking. I try to be subtle about it, but once again, you weren't. It's all
I'm
good.
I'm trying to remember the quote. What was the quote? Do you remember?
I don't know what the quote is. I'd like to move on now.
Water and fertilize the Eagles.
So all I'm just saying is I got back, and the setup had started, and it was just as the first notes were being played. And I thought to myself, my God, that's a lot of greenery on the field. Like, what is happening? And what is happening was a total, complete spectacle of joy. And I didn't understand a word of it. And all I could see was the building was rocking. And the many Spanish-speaking people around me were losing their minds. And just the sense of joy. It was joyous. And then you learn later on the Easter eggs and the meaning of the sugar cane and the meaning of the light poles and the meaning of everything that he was doing. It seemed like every ounce of that Super Bowl halftime show was produced and had an intent to it. And then you find out that amongst the partiers in that first sequence of the halftime show ran the gamut from Pedro Pascal to Ronald Acuna Jr.,
right?
You know, and Jessica Alba and John Hamm and costume and Cardi B. Am I missing anybody? There's a whole bunch more, right?
Carol G.
And it was wild. And then, you know, the ultimate message about the only thing more powerful than hate is love was awesome. And I noticed the shot of that screen of the scoreboard was behind me. And I just want to make sure it wasn't, you know, like green screen or anything like that. I learned it was on the board behind me. And what an awesome message it was. And then we find out the marriage that happened, it wasn't just planned.
Yeah.
I mean, pardon me. It wasn't just part of the landscape.
Yeah, the show. Yeah.
Apparently what? These two people really were getting married and invited Bad Buddy to the wedding.
And he was like, I can do you one better.
How about you get married during my halftime show?
Yeah. Really cool.
Which is what you're talking about. Love. It's about love. It's about meeting. It's about celebrating. It was a celebration. It really was. Lady Gaga showed up. That was awesome. Ricky Martin showed up. Okay. And it was just joyous. And at the end, I just looked around and everyone was smiling and dancing. And you know what? I'll go here. I'm going to stray. I understand the conversation around the Bad Bunny selection by the National Football League and how it is un-American or it is not welcome. And I'll just say this. I sat next to Stuart Scott for 7 years when all he heard was from some people saying what you are doing and how you are doing it is wrong and I don't like it. And it's because they sensed it wasn't for them, that Stuart wasn't talking to them. He was talking to an audience and saying things that was for that audience, and you're not part of that audience, and you felt it was exclusionary, rather than taking a moment and listening to what he was saying and how he was saying it and who he was saying it about and getting into it and understanding it. I sat next to him for 7 years, and I kind of got that vibe last night. He's not being exclusionary. He's trying to be inclusionary about what he's about and what his upbringing is and how it is uniquely American as well. And all I'm going to say is this on this front is that if you feel that your way of life and your value system and your upbringing is under attack and you want your way of life and your upbringing to rule the day, the only way for you to feel respect for your way of life and your upbringing is to have mutual respect for someone else's and have a curiosity about it and an interest in it, to know that collectively we can all do it together. That's the message I got last night sitting in that stadium. And it's unfortunate if somebody didn't see it or sense it because they tuned it out before. What a week the guy had, too. SNL, Grammys, Super Bowl, halftime show. And I'm sitting there watching it, too, in the stadium. And I'm like, wait a minute. Those bushes, I don't know, I was far away. I'm like, they're moving independently. Like, are there human beings in there?
Yeah, yeah.
And there were, because, you know, I don't know if you've read about it, because the field is grass. There was only a limited number of carts the NFL would allow on the field, because the last thing they want to do is have a grass field ripped up by a halftime show. And so they basically said, hey, Bad Bunny, you want that foliage around? How about we dress people up in it? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, and do we have a Rich Eisen Show exclusive as well? We're going to break other news here as to who also, because again, the Easter eggs, the dancers and the background dancers becoming some of the most famous people as well. You notice them right there on the right? It's Del Tufo.
Oh, wow.
Look at him. Wow.
I wonder,
right behind Bad Bunny, you'd think you would notice him.
That's amazing.
Yeah. There's Del Tufo.
Looking good. Did he get a selfie with Jessica Alba?
That looks so
well done, Smitch. Well done. Yeah. I didn't understand a word of it. I think J.J. Watt summed it up best. He's like, did I understand a word of it? I did not. Was that a vibe? Yes, it was.
Yeah,
it's a hell of a vibe.
This music is universal, man. Just dude, I mean, don't hear the understand the words. There's a beat. There's a rhythm. You can see it. You can feel it. It's palpable, man.
He's Spotify's, like, Spotify's most streamed artist, right?
Cage was dialed in. He was five. He was loving it. It was great. We had a good time.
Yeah, and by the way, I woke up today and the sun came up.
It did?
Yes, it did. Man, thank God.
Oh. And then also,
it came up and we can all still live together here. You know what I mean? Like,
and he wasn't lip syncing.
The choreography was amazing.
It was
the
great
camera work. I mean, it just.
I think every frame was planned, right?
Yeah.
It looked like it.
I mean, he went down a street, you know, from the coconut stand, the light poles, like you said, the sugar cane, all of that stuff was just, it was amazing. And, you know, of course, I put on Twitter, you know, if you didn't like it, that was a you problem. And of course, all
but
the people
just,
came
but
out.
Again, I don't want to keep straying into here, but music is supposed to bring us together,
yeah.
And it's not supposed to be anything other than just listening. And I understand he has some political stances and he has some takes that offend other people.
And
I understand that. But at the end of the day, his choice by the NFL, I think, was a stroke of genius. And I'm thrilled to be part of the NFL that says, Bad Bunny, yes, go do your thing. And now we'll find out who's going to be next year's Super Bowl recording artist. And let's go.
Early favorites have Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
In talks, yeah.
What? You know what they should do? They should reach out to Xander.
He's the betting favorite.
Xander. Well, Xander would put Cat's Eye up there right now. Taylor Swift would be number one. End of story. I mean, that's the end of it for him. And he would dress as a shrub. He'd dress as whatever to get on that field for that one. Mm. So just caping for my kid.
Early odds.
And T. Swift.
Miley, Cardi B, Taylor Swift, Lil Wayne.
Okay, there we go. All right.
What do you think, TJ?
Okay. Let's take a break and bring Bert Kreischer out here, everybody. Oh. Free Bert from our green room. Next on The Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
O'Reilly Auto Parts can help take the guesswork out of your check engine, ABS, or maintenance light with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE certified master technicians. O'Reilly Veriscan can identify the most likely problem with just one scan. If you need help, O'Reilly Auto Parts can recommend a shop for you. Don't ignore a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. A free service exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in an all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids' gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters. And so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details.
Rich Eisen here. You know that feeling of handing off your taxes and then hearing nothing? Total radio silence. Well, not anymore. Now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax full service expert who checks for every deduction and keeps you in the loop with real-time updates on your phone. Just match with your dedicated expert, upload your docs, and go live your life, confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. This is how taxes should be. Visit TurboTax.com today to learn more. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Dude, I'm so happy for you with
the success
so far of Free Bert. Bert Kreischer is here. Our radio audience just rejoined. It's available for streaming right now on Netflix. When did you come up with this idea? Or who came up with it? Because, again, this is a choice by you. I mean, you got a lot going on. You got your Full Throttle Festival coming up and at the Daytona 500, fully loaded at sea, coming in November, going from Miami to Cozumel, the BertBertBert.com for your Permission to Party World Tour. You got your BertCast. You got your Two Bears, One Cave. You got your standard, if you will.
We got the Two Bears 5K coming up for Netflix as a joke if you guys want to run with us.
Okay.
We'd love to have you. Jelly Roll is going to be there, me and Tom. But what happened is I had a meeting at Netflix and I've always wanted to do a show about my family,
sure.
But I never wanted to be a beer salesman or a radio guy or I just wanted to be Bert Kreischer, and I wanted my daughters to be Georgia and Isla,
right.
And I wanted Leanne, and I wanted to take all my stories from my life,
yes.
And just plug them right in.
Yeah.
And I pitched that to Netflix and they're like, okay. And I said, but I want it to be like Black Doves or Slow Horses. And they were so confused. And
Slow Horses.
Yeah. And Andy Wheel, shout out to Andy. He said this with the premiere. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, you kind of accomplished it. Because I watched Slow Horses with Leanne. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Turned it on. I didn't know what it was.
Right.
And by the end of that first episode, I looked at Leanne and I said, we're watching this entire series tonight.
Right. It's great.
And we binged it. Tonight. And I said, that's what I want to make. I don't want to do episodic. I want to create a scenario where it arcs out for six episodes. But at the end of that first episode, I don't know if you know the last words that come out of my mouth. I can't say them on here because
nice.
We get in trouble. But the very last words at the end of that first episode, you have to say to yourself, I've got to watch this guy get out of this. And so you start episode two. And the first joke in episode two is a joke about Joe Rogan being short. And so I'm like, and so I just wanted it to be bingeable. So you watch the whole series.
Yeah.
And it turns out that people are loving. Like, I was at a hotel and a dude walks up. He goes, dude, you're the guy. I just watched your series.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah. He goes, I don't know who you are, but I just watched the whole six episodes. And I was like, I'm a comedian. He goes, really? You really are a comedian? I was like, yeah. I had a dude at WWE go behind me and he goes, dude, I love Free Bert. And he goes, I got my buddies are, what's the machine? And I was like, huh?
What? Come on.
Dude, it's a different audience. It's not like my audience likes it, but like clearly this is, I told you backstage, this is bigger than any of my specials. It's bigger than the movie. The movie streamed number one for a month on Netflix.
Right.
This is bigger than, so I'm really glad people are finding it.
Sure.
And it's really aggressive. So I like that. At least if you see my stand-up, you won't be totally shocked.
Well, I mean, that's the idea, is doing more things that are outside your lane, that you find a new audience and they find you. I mean, that's the goal. But although some people don't have the gumption to take the risk to try it, but you just did.
See, I'm done. And
are you getting a lot of the higher register of like, hey, you can act?
That was
like,
the number
a lot
one.
Of that?
The
you
number,
get a lot of that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everyone's saying like, comedians are texting me like, dude, you can actually act. The best one was, there's a scene in episode 2 where the father explains his son's affliction. And you've seen it, I guess.
The Hotchkisses.
Right? Yeah, the Hotchkiss, Randy Hotchkiss. Spoiler alert if you don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
His son was born without a scrotum. So, but as a dad, you meet dads in school. And they'll be like, they open up when they've had a few beers, and they're like, I had one dad go, my son was born without an anus. And I went, huh?
What?
And he was like, I'm going to stick a rod up there every night before I put him to bed. And I was like, oh. And you're just, as a dad, listen, if you have a son or a child with any disability, my heart goes out to you, but sometimes you're on the listening end of it going like, and you're praying at night going, thank God my son had an anus, or my daughters have two anuses.
Which you've never thought ever.
I just had, she was dyslexic. That was it. Like, and so we're doing the scene, and it's me listening. You know, I've done this show a lot. I'm not a good listener. And so in real life, I'm not a good listener. And so all I have to do is listen to this guy explain his son, and I'm just listening in real life.
Yeah.
I mean, I wrote the scene, so I know what it is, but I'm listening to him deliver it to me. I'm just like, huh. And I hear them laughing in Video Village, and I don't know why, because I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
And so I come out, I go, what's going on? And they're like, Leanne goes, honey, watching you listen is like watching a bear roller skate. Like, it, I know that it's happening, but it doesn't seem like it should happen. Yeah. And it's so funny. Then they go, we need to put more Bert listening. And so there's so many listening scenes, like when they talk about the cart girl. And I mean, there's so many. So I'm really happy everyone's liking
it. Yeah, well, you're acting.
I know. I,
you know, I mean,
I'm playing me. So like, I've been working on the character for a while.
I get it. Yeah.
And I wrote it. So
you
like,
know your inner motivation.
Yeah, I'm not like a real actor. I was like, I think Bert would be tired in this scene and overweight. By the way, I'm like 275 pounds in this. And if we have to do season 2, I got to gain it back.
No, you don't.
That's what I told my wife.
Don't do that. You look great.
Thank you. Manjaro.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I'm taking Manjaro. I throw up in the airport. Diarrhea. It's pretty awesome. Yeah.
I didn't see that on the Manjaro commercials.
No, it's not that.
Yeah, I missed an injection, and I ate a box of Oreos last night.
Oh.
Yeah. So I have no self-restraint. It's the drug that's working it. It's clearly not me. I'm talking of Oreos.
Double stuff at least?
No, it's cookie dough ones. My daughter bought them and left for college. And just left them there.
Oh, baby.
I haven't drank those, so that's also helping.
Oh, again, you look great. Yeah. Super Bowl 60, where'd you watch it? What was your Super Bowl 60, Bert?
At my house. I was very excited for Coach Vrabel.
Okay.
That's what I was rooting for Coach Vrabel, really honestly. I'd just been in Boston. I love the Seahawks, and I love both teams. I liked that both quarterbacks were kind of like hero stories.
Yes.
It was semi-uneventful.
Yes.
Unless you're really into field goal kickers.
And punts.
And punts.
For the while. Yeah, I know. That was tough watch. Sometimes.
I was excited for Bad Bunny. I was waiting for Bad Bunny the entire time.
Yes.
But it was good. You know?
Yeah.
Whatever. I hate that you did the Stuart Scott thing, because I just saw that documentary and I have such a connection with Stuart Scott.
Yeah.
That as soon as I heard that, I went, God, I should have liked it more.
Well,
I should have been cheering in the background. I'm on the wrong side of history.
What'd you think of the Stu doc? You like that?
I loved it. I mean, are you kidding me? Stuart Scott was my guy, and I was there when people were saying that. I was there. I was in a fraternity house when people were saying that.
Yeah.
Going like, but I feel like, you know, if you're just a little bit younger, you feel like he's talking to you. And if you're a little bit older, you don't understand what he's saying.
Right.
And
people thought he was being exclusionary while he was actually being inclusionary. And you just needed to be curious about what he's being inclusionary about. That's what I was. That, and I honestly got that vibe watching Bad Bunny last night. And the vibe in the stadium, people were going out of their minds, man.
The music's undeniable, okay? Right. The music's undeniable. I said this backstage, and this is the truth. I sat at a country music concert probably 10 years ago, and I did not like country music at the time.
Yeah.
And arrogantly, I said, I don't like this. This is stupid. This is stupid. And my sound guy, John Sayles, goes, that's called the arrogance of a loser. And I went, what? And he goes, there's a stadium full of people that love it. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe you should give it a chance. And I sat, and the next band to come on was the Zac Brown Band.
Okay.
And the bassist, John Hopkins, was my favorite bassist in college. And all of a sudden, I hear Zac Brown, and I went, said, not bad. And now I'm really into country music. Yeah. And by the way, all we've listened to today is Bad Bunny.
That's what happened.
I kind of watched the thing, and I was like, I kind of want to go on vacation. I loved the morning when I got the cheat sheet of what everything meant.
Yeah, right.
It was fun sitting with liberals that didn't know what it meant, but were over-guessing. They're like, that's the little Mexican kid. That's Elian Gonzalez.
Yeah,
that's Elian Gonzalez. I love that they're bringing that in. Oh, my God. They're cutting down sugar cane. They all have diabetes. You need to really understand the people to understand the story. And you're like, really? And they're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, that was like the wild. And by the way, they're all my really close friends. But they were like misinterpreting it.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh, no, that's Bad Bunny as a kid giving himself the Grammy. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That's what actually, when he did that, that's what I thought it was in the stadium. I thought shocked. Like he's recreating that. And I thought, like, wait a minute, he's not married. So is he recreating his wedding? And that actually
when I found out that two people got married, that's like those videos when you see the guy get pulled over and the cops are being jerks, and then you find out he's a sheriff, and you're like, oh, he's a sheriff. They're getting in trouble.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was, dude. Culturally, it's fun. I don't understand anyone who just wants to stay in the norm. You know, like what are we gonna do? I was excited that it was happening. I watched it. I've been listening to Bad Bunny all today. It's a great conversation topic. Yeah, everyone's talking about it. It was more eventful than the Super Bowl.
Damn
sadly,
straight. I was about to say that stadium needed a jolt of energy, and he provided it. That was for sure. And then, you know, the Seahawks took care completely. When you said you're rooting for Vrabel, you meet him?
Vrabel came to one of my shows with his kids.
Okay.
Shout out to Coach Vrabel. This is when I was doing the Grand Ole Opry, and his wife's there, and the whole family's there. And I was like, thinking he brought his kids. And they're like, can Mike get a picture? And I was like, huh? And they're like, he's a fan. And I went, Coach Vrabel's a fan? I was like, oh! I love him. I think he's awesome.
Me too.
I love this. The whole management over the Seahawks were very kind to me. We went out to a practice back when Coach Carroll was there.
Yes.
And then we went out and got hammered with them.
With Coach Carroll?
No.
Say, wait a minute.
No, he didn't. He was like, I only smoke weed. I was like, what? And so he's like, I'm edibles, microdosing.
Oh my God.
No, the Seahawks, I went out with the general manager.
Jan Schneider.
Yeah.
He's great. He's a great awesome. Dude. Yeah. He must have loved him too.
Yeah. We're the same page kind of guys. Yeah, I mean, listen, the Super Bowl's a blast. I've been watching the Olympics. I don't understand anyone who doesn't eventize life. World Cup, okay? If World Cup is so fun in Los Angeles because bars open at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And you go get hammered at a Brazilian bar you've never been to on Venice and drink with a bunch of people you don't know, and everyone's cheering. It's a blast. Eventize life. If you're sitting here going humdrum, the people that didn't watch Bad Bunny and tuned into Kid Rock is a great performer as well. Yeah. But they're the people that go, I don't really like sushi. It's my wife's family. My wife's family can't have pasta with red sauce because it keeps them up all night. I don't like that spicy stuff. Can I just get butter? They're like, huh? You're married to the same redneck family. I don't know what you're going to do. You know, when you take them and they go, can we take them to a nice steakhouse? And he goes, I need an extra well done. And you're like, don't get him a steak. Yep. Can you get him chicken?
That's right.
Yeah, he's not allowed to get a steak. I'm so sorry.
Extra well done's no good.
Aww.
Can't have that.
Yeah.
Can't have that. The Puppy Bowl actually finished in second place in terms of the viewership. The Puppy Bowl did nicely.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. People like dogs, man.
People love dogs. Our dog just passed away.
Oh, I saw that.
Another one.
Sorry about that.
I mean, at this point, I feel like I'm not going to make a joke about that.
So where does Free Bird go from here, bud?
I don't know. Hopefully we get to do a season two.
I would love to. I mean,
yeah.
Are we waiting here or we're like?
Yeah. I mean, Netflix is pretty rigid with how things work. They're like, we'll talk to you in 5 days, and 10 days, and 28 days.
Yeah, okay.
32 days, we're gonna have a sit down conversation. I mean, they know exact numbers, and so I guess we'll hear in like a couple weeks, you know, and hopefully everyone can do it. That's the other part is like everyone. We want everyone back,
of course,
and then and we definitely want Lulu, but I think she's going to be doing movies.
Dude, she's killing it. And I don't mean, you know, obviously the whole cast is great.
Yeah.
But she just can, she can deliver. How old is she in real
life? She's 11.
Dude.
Wow.
11 years old with a fully formed ability to stick a line and stick a landing.
There's
and,
jokes and, we had to take out because I don't think people would believe that she said them. Or they'd be like, okay, this is overscripted. At one point I go, who, I said this name of the family. I go, who are they?
Right.
She goes, I don't know. I think they're on the Epstein list. And I was like, wait, how do you know who Epstein is? And she was like, it's all over the news, Dad. And I'm like, wait, hold on. And I'm talking to her for real as Lulu. Like, right. There's a scene where she kisses me on the head. She gives me a speech. She goes, don't let them change you. Don't let any of these MNFers change you. You're beautiful just the way you are. When you fight a bull, you don't run away from it. And in real life, I'm listening to this and I'm like, she messed up the line. Mm-hmm. And I go, no. And she goes, hey, you run right the F at it. And then she kissed me on the forehead and I was so confused in the scene. And that's what they used. The kid is just, she is the sweetest. She got the greatest parents. Her mom, this is a deep cut. Okay.
Sure.
Her mom was on a TV show I grew up watching called Kids Incorporated.
Oh, I've heard of that.
I-D-S, Kids Incorporated. And I was like, you run Kids Incorporated? And then I saw her, I was like, I grew up watching you. Yeah. And her mom, her aunt's a great actress. This is the first audition Lulu ever went on and the first TV show she's ever been a part of. And at the very end, the very last scene we did, I'll post this today. Mm-hmm. The very last scene we did. She kept telling me, you got to tell me when it's my last scene. You got to tell me, Bert, don't do it. Let me do my last scene and not enjoy it.
Okay.
And so I said, okay. So we get ready to go action. They go action. And I lean and I go, Lulu, this is our last scene. And the kid is sobbing through the scene. She's like, and like in real life. And we couldn't use it. But then she gets there and she goes, and someone goes, this is the best project I've ever worked on. And Lulu goes, this is the only project I've ever worked on. The kid's gold.
That's awesome, yeah. Man. Life is amazing and it's a small world.
Bert, can I ask a question real quick?
Please.
I know you, on another interview, you said that Isla, there was a line that you used that Isla really said to you, and you said it's in the show, and she actually was like, that was between us.
Yeah.
And the whole series, I'm trying to figure out what the line might have been. Can you tell us what the line was?
There was a line that Isla had in one of my specials. It was one of them. Mm-hmm. And she said it to me, and it made me laugh so hard. And I put it in my act, and then she saw it, and she goes, hey, you got to take that out. And I said, what? She goes, like, I'm the one... I can't be the person that said that.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, okay. And it's the very last line of episode one.
Okay.
And it's the hardest I've ever laughed in life.
That one.
At my child. Okay. And do you know which one it is now?
She said that for real.
And I went, I was like, where did that come from? And she was like, well, I thought it one time during a pop quiz. I went, for real? She goes, yeah. And then I was like, I said to her, I said, yo, I want to use it in the thing. She goes, no. And I said, well, hang on. She goes, you can't have me saying it. And you have me saying it. You can say it, but I can't say it.
Right.
And then I said, I'll give you $10,000. And she goes, no. I said, I'll give you $20,000. She goes, no. I go, Isla, I'll give you $100,000. And she looked at me and she goes, buddy, when you die, I get all of it. She is. I mean, she's a really fascinating child to this day. I bought them life-size pillows of me shirtless to keep in their bed so they don't bring dudes home.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I bought them ski masks.
What?
It's all their Valentine's Day present. I bought them ski masks that say, yes, daddy. And they're like, dad, what the hell? I love sending my daughter's presents. I just sent steaks to Georgia. Like, it's like I send them stuff to their house. I get high and just text Amazon stuff to their house. And they're like, what are you sending us? And I was like, I sent them Irish balaclavas. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Bert would love San Francisco when we were up there.
No doubt about it.
How was it? Did you guys have fun?
It was loud, Bert.
How was Radio Row? Was it more?
We didn't do Radio Row. We were a little bit away from it. But
that was the reason I didn't go, is it seemed like everything was way spread out.
It wasn't spread out. I mean, it was spread out if you had to go to the stadium. But we were up there in San Francisco. It was awesome. There was we came up with a new band name, The Occasional Waft.
The Occasional Waft.
You'd just be walking down the street.
Walking down to San Francisco.
Like, there was one time we were sitting on the set and somebody just went right down the street. And I guess the windows were... Well, I guess those windows weren't totally closed.
Not totally closed.
Where people were coming in and out to go to work.
Oh, my word.
It wasn't really an occasional waft. It was pretty consistent.
Consistent waft.
Yeah, we suddenly got hungry.
Oh, man.
So the Bert Kreischer's Full Throttle Festival coming this coming weekend, huh? The Daytona 500.
Yeah, I head to Daytona tomorrow.
Dude.
And then we're there for the Daytona 500. Me, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Diplo, and Ernest. Ernest's new album is amazing. And we're throwing the pre-party, the official pre-party.
At the Daytona 500.
Yeah, can I tell you a good story?
Please.
So you got a closed deal with NASCAR, right?
Mm.
So like I go to the Coca-Cola 600 uh-huh. to talk to NASCAR, and I'm good. I'm clean, right? Everything's going perfect. They're, hey, Bert, it's a great partnership. We should do more stuff. Got this great thing fully. Oh, let's oh, yeah. All I got to do is leave. All I got to do is leave and I can close the deal. I get to the elevator and the door next to the suite next to the elevator, the door opens and it's a 13-year-old boy and his mom. And he sees me and he goes, the machine. And I'm like, what's up, buddy? And he's like, dude, you are incredible. And I was like, thank you. And he goes, can I get a picture? And I go, yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, can you take the shirt off? And I was like, yeah. And I look at the NASCAR guys and they're like, yeah, we know what you do. So I take the shirt off, put my arm around this child. He gives his phone to his mom. His mom's my age. And she goes, who are you? And I said, I'm a gay porn star. Get to know your son. And the kid looks at me, he's like, real cool, dude. We get in the elevator and one of the NASCAR guy goes, there is absolutely no way he's gonna convince his mom you're not a gay porn star. He goes, he's always 13. What is he gonna say? Oh, I'm a fan of a 53-year-old shirtless male comedian named The Machine. And I could not. And then we did the deal. So we're, you know, NASCAR's got NASCAR's got a sense of humor. They're good guys over there. So we're doing the Full Throttle festival night before the Daytona 500.
Fully Loaded at Sea's returning in November. Miami to Cozumel. Go to BurtKreischerCruise.com for that.
Yeah.
Currently, you're on your Permission to Party World Tour. Go to BurtBurtBurt.com. You got your podcasts all over the place. And congrats on Free Bert, man.
Thank you.
I'm so
Thank
psyched
you so
for
much.
You. Really. I know this means a lot to you, dude.
Oh, it was my big white whales to do a TV show. I've always wanted to do a TV show. And the fact that people are responding to it. Like I told you, like people are making fan pages.
Mm.
And this is how excited I am. I like every one of their videos and I follow all of them.
That's cool.
And they DM me. They're like, I can't believe you followed me. And I was like, you like me. I like people that like me.
Well, I hope you get to do more of it, man.
Thank you.
I'd love to see where it goes and what you're up to. And, you know, you're one of my favorites, but I've told you.
I love you, brother.
Right
Thank
back
you.
At you. Bert Kreischer, everybody here on the Rich Eisen Woo! Show. We're back to finish up Super Bowl 60's Monday After program right here on ESPN2 and more.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Kraft Mac and Cheese is better than 90s hip-hop. We'll remind you of your childhood without making you feel incredibly old. Kraft Mac and Cheese, best thing ever.
Back here as one big happy radio and television simulcast. Sometimes teams take a time out to regroup and call the right play. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors always has the winning game plan. They're not just window and door experts. They're experts at taking care of you and your home. At Pella, they find the products that meet your needs and their experts install them. They do it every day, and that's why your neighbors trust them. Discover why Pella is a trusted choice for homeowners everywhere. Visit Pella.com/Eisen today. That's Pella.com/Eisen. Let's go to Chris in Columbia, South Carolina. What's up, Chris?
Hi, Rich.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, man, we needed you last night. The Super Bowl was boring. We needed one of those Rich Eisen calls. Seattle, another field goal? He got it. We really needed you.
I'm sure Tirico did his best to provide the energy with Chris Collinsworth, but I appreciate you saying that. What's going on in your mind, Chris?
Yeah, we're going to go deeper than Cam and Stephen A. You know, Sam Darnold, are you going to look at him as a game manager if this is it, no more Super Bowls like Trent Dilfer and Brad Johnson? Or if he wins it next year, is he John Elway?
Well, that's the neat thing is what's he going to do with the victory? I thought Jalen Hurts was going to be a better quarterback this year because he now had that ring, and this year didn't finish up as well for him as folks in Philadelphia clearly thought it could be. And that's one of the things that I might be somewhat concerned about right now for Seattle is the fact that they don't have their offensive coordinator coming back. And we'll see if that might be a different fate for Seattle in the upcoming year. But for the moment, we have to just give the flowers where they're due instead of wondering what he could become. If he's going to be, you know, relegated to the dustbin of game manager, or he has an opportunity to become a legendary figure in this sport. And the bottom line is, it's just the he's now, thanks to the call, Chris, he's now the avatar of don't give up. And he's also the avatar of the sport being able to take a quarterback from what one would think is somebody who won't or can't, and now is somebody who can and will. And it's going to be great. And somebody who takes the time to develop or gets the time to develop and takes an opportunity after not being given the time to develop, who can be the next Sam Darnold in the NFL? Words that I don't think anybody was saying. Right?
No, yeah. Definitely not.
Maybe it's Mac Jones, who apparently San Francisco is
not wanting
to trade. And yeah. I don't blame him because they wouldn't have gotten where they did this year if it wasn't for Mac's work when Brock Purdy got hurt. So we shall see. This is what we do every single year. I know, again, we're on ESPN2 today, and this is our first pro Super Bowl show on the Deuce, as it used to be known as.
Deuce.
So we do this all the time because the tinfoil hat crowd mandates it. The NFL, apparently, according to the tinfoil hat crowd, tips its hand as to who makes the Super Bowl based on the color scheme of the upcoming Super Bowl. And every single Monday is when the NFL announces the handoff. I mean, our friends at ESPN have spent the last 24 hours with their own handoff once the Super Bowl was over. This upcoming Super Bowl is ESPN and ABC and Disney's first, which is very exciting, obviously, on ESPN. Again, I remember back in the day, the dream of having football is a considerable part of the landscape, let alone the Super Bowl. It's just crazy. So that handoff has happened, and the NFL always hands off from one Super Bowl city to the next by showing the upcoming Super Bowl's logo and color scheme. And last year, it happened where we went from from New Orleans to San Francisco. And then they showed this year's color scheme and everyone's like, well, Ravens going to make it, although that's not really Ravens colors. It's kind of in the purple family. It's got to be what, light blue? Is that Carolina? Is it, powder blue? Is that the Chargers? There's green in it. And who knew it wound up being New England, where there really isn't any New England colors there.
Blue and red at the bottom there.
Well, blue is because that's our background. That's the Rich Eisen Show background through the through the logo, Chris.
Bottom of the bridge is red.
Okay, good enough.
All right, whatever.
It makes no sense.
I'm still reeling from last night, all right?
It makes no sense. But that doesn't mean that we can't put the tinfoil hat on and now show you the Super Bowl 61 logo and color scheme for Los Angeles.
Ooh,
and I guess Jacksonville.
Cool.
Jacksonville's feeling good.
Yep.
That looks like a Jacksonville Bengals AFC Championship game, right? Yep. I mean, who's orange? Who's orange in?
Well, the Browns, but we know they're not going to make it.
I'm seeing Raiders here.
Why? Because there's a silver and black tinge to the wave.
Exactly. Interesting.
It's like a water wave of Los Angeles, red and orange and yellow.
Little green, maybe Eagles, Pats, like
Bears. That could be a Bears, Jaguars Super Bowl.
Not bad,
right? What else? Because I mean, that's a lot of teal, man.
A little yellow at the top.
That's a ton of teal.
Whose house?
I think we're looking at Chicago Bears against the Miami Dolphins.
Where Dolphins? The Dolphins? That's not bad.
Dolphins.
Where do we get the Cowboys in this?
You don't. You don't.
One does not get the Cowboys in the mix.
But
you're saying,
let me tell you something. If it does happen, oh baby,
a little red and yellow. Maybe Chiefs are back. I know that would make you happy.
Why would that make me happy?
Well, you're a fan.
There was a time last night, Chris, sitting in that stadium.
No, there wasn't.
Where there was no buzz.
No one was thinking.
This was pre-bad bunny and just a lot of bad punting.
Not even.
Or good punting, but bad action. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know what this place needs? It needs some Mahomes.
Was living his best life.
It needs some Mahomes. Yeah.
Would have been a better game with Mahomes out there.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Let's see what this Seahawks defense could have done against Mahomes.
It would have made him look stupid just like they did Drake May.
At the end of the day, we were missing the Chiefs. All I'm saying.
Just a little bit.
Nope.
All right, Cowboys, Bengals, let's go.
Bears, Jaguars.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.